Nice win for your team on the road. Hot shooting, really, both sides. Thought the offense really executed, and I did it. Feels like it was another Tuesday night spectacular with Parker Volgamore. He had 17 in the first half last Tuesday against Holcomb. He has 19 in the first half here tonight.
Yeah, he was extremely active on the boards and posting up in the half court. You know, for the first part of the first half anyway, they were, you know, dominantly man. And it allowed us to get the ball into him, and he kind of took advantage of his size and strength. So a lot of credit to him for posting up and working hard to get positioning, and a lot of credit to our guards for getting him the ball.
Your first 12 points of the game there were both by your post players, Parker Volgamore and Joe Evans. You knew there would be an advantage down the paint, and you guys were able to expose that early on.
Yeah, for sure. The last few games, you know, we've been, you know, concentrating a little bit more on playing from the inside, and I think we kind of saw tonight how it opens up our outside guys.
And you guys did have some good looks from the outside there. And I know at times it was a struggle guarding Simran and their baskets. They, for a while there, I think were about 12 for 14 on two-point field goals, and they're getting a lot of easy layups. But they're very aggressive in attacking the baskets, and just kind of, I know that was maybe one of the rough spots for you guys tonight.
Oh, I was extremely disappointed in our defense. You would have thought that we never worked on any kind of shell defense or anything, because tonight, you know, we did a lot of staring at the ball, and you know, with their offense five out or whatnot, it's a lot of pass and cut, and for some reason they pass it and we turn around to see where the ball went, and our man would cut behind us and we'd lose them. So you know, it was not great defense by any means, and our transition defense was probably worse, because we didn't talk a whole lot. And, you know, luckily they missed some shots early on. Otherwise, you know, we probably don't have that lead early on.
You were able to get Evan Smith back into double figures with his couple free throws in the fourth quarter. He had 11 there, and he's been really a nice scoring threat, maybe since probably the Hugoton game on. And then how about Harris King coming off the bench? If he didn't hit his last, or if he didn't attempt his last three, he would have been perfect from the floor. But 3 of 3 threes and 9 points, and he's finally getting those shots to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a good shooter, so for him to see the ball go through the net is big for his confidence. He's had some shots in the other games, and they didn't fall, but that's the way basketball goes. So it was nice for him to be able to step into a couple shots and knock him down.
He had a couple of backup post players that also played pretty good tonight, Brandon Winterland and Jern Burning. Jern got 4 points. I think that's a varsity career high for him. And Winterland with his basket in the fourth quarter. And they just continued to really do some good things underneath there for you guys when you have maybe Parker or Joe out at the same time.
Yeah, they do. They battle hard, and you know, offensively, they're very strong and they do post up well. We just have to be a little bit better with some of our passes. We're seeing them, but we're not delivering some of those passes with those guys, and not just those guys, but all of our guys. You know, we're seeing things, and then we might be a little bit late on it. We still try to force them in there, and you know, you don't want to miss an open opportunity. But there are times when we have to understand that it's not time to force it in there either. You know, we missed them. Maybe we'll get it again. And just kind of have the mindset that we'll keep working to get another good shot.
You guys have put together a pretty good run since your last Hugoton the loss against Hugoton right before Christmas there. And it's now 8-1 in the last 9. And speaking of Hugoton, they come to town on Friday night. And this is going to be another tough task. But I think your players are definitely up for it and want a little bit of revenge maybe to get even in the league standings with the Eagles.
Yeah, you know, they're an extremely good team and, you know, senior heavy. So, I mean, they've got kids that aren't afraid to go on the road and play in you know, big games. And so it'll be a tough challenge for us, you know, with Montiel and Carl, you know, and their guards. And they got a number of guys, but their post players kind of took it to us last game when we played them down there. You know, their shot chart was pretty tight to the basket, and they were very effective getting it down there. So we got to do a better job of keeping it out of there. And you know, tonight doesn't give you a lot of confidence thinking that we can. You know, I thought too many times they got the ball down there, but yeah, you know, our guys are up for the challenge, and they should want to be, you know, they want to play in big games and important games, you know, because the one loss that we have in league is against them, and if we want to put our name at the top of the league, we got to knock them down. And we got to have two really good days of practice on Wednesday and Thursday to prepare for them, because they play so free and loose that, you know, anybody's a threat, and they can shoot it from anywhere, and you know, you don't see a lot of hesitation with those guys. So they're an extremely talented bunch, and they play well.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry as we wrap up our postgame. Beavers win it here on the boys' side at season-high points over Cimarron tonight, 73-56. Coach, congratulations on another nice win. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Adam.